Our Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you in the name of Jesus for your mercy. It's because of your mercy that we can approach you without being consumed. Lord, I acknowledge your mercy upon my life and upon the life of my listeners this morning. And I thank you because the next few moments are for life, for light, and for lived. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Well, good morning. It's an honor to be in your space, bringing you God's word. I trust that you rested well. Everything that is given by God must be received by faith. Everything given by God must be received by faith. Faith begins where the will of God is known. God's word is God's will. Therefore, you cannot have faith for something that you do not know the word of God for. So I think I have to say all I said again. Everything God will give you, including divine direction, must be received by faith. Faith begins where the will of God is known. And you will understand that statement because you do not approach a person to give you something or a system to give you something without first confirming that first that system can deliver your desire and is willing to deliver it. You see, the willingness of a bank to serve you round the clock is revealed in the installation of an ATM. If an automated teller machine is installed in the premises of the bank, then the bank has revealed their willingness to serve you 24 hours daily and 7 days of the week. Now, if you go to a bank and you don't find that machine, you already know that they are not willing. So that machine is their word. They are giving you their word. Although you can approach the machine and the machine will say, I am temporarily unable to dispense cash, you know, at the moment. So the question of temporarily being unable to dispense cash is a question of the ability of the machine. But the willingness of that system, of that bank, is clearly stated. And I really hope we understand what I just illustrated. So therefore, when you come to God to receive anything, including divine guidance, you are not in doubt of his ability. Can God lead a man? Oh, yes, he's omniscient. He's all-knowing, meaning if he shares his knowledge with me in my situation, then I will be good. I'll be fine. You see, so can God lead me? The answer is yes. But faith actually begins when you know that God will lead you. That's when faith for divine direction comes. As such, it's important to have scriptures that tell you directly that you will be led. Isaiah 55 and verse 12. The Bible says something very profound in Isaiah 55 and verse 12. He says, for you shall go out with joy and be led out with peace. You shall go out with joy and you shall be led out with peace. Well, it goes on to say, the mountains and the hills shall break forth into singing before you, and the trees of the field shall clap their hands. That's about all the scriptures we can take if we don't want to rush this morning. Look at the willingness of God. He says, see, you will go out with joy and you will be led. There is a guarantee in scripture, a verbatim guarantee that you will be led. And the scripture we read yesterday in Psalm 119 and verse 86 says, all your commandments, all your words, they are faithful. Meaning this scripture in Isaiah 55 verse 12 will not be broken. you will be led. Let it be your confession as you go out today. I am spirit led. I am spirit taught. I am spirit guided in the name of the Lord Jesus. I trust that bless you. Shagwan Lemedia, I thought to bring you a word of faith and hope.